maybe you could explain, Tom, what the crux of this issue is. I think this one's a difficult one to discern. Most Christians might think, well, of course, you know, we're fallen. We have desires for wrong things. Some heterosexual Christians have desires for adultery or lust and so forth. How is that really any different than a Christian who has homosexual desires? And that's just who they are. How would you answer that?
Yeah, well, it goes back to the question of identity. And, you know, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things pass away. All things become new. This is Paul's language to us in 2 Corinthians 5. So the issue is, in what way then are Christians made new? How are we made new? Does that newness mean that we go ahead and live with the sin that remains in us, having signed a peace treaty with it because that's just who we are? Or do we live with the remaining sin in us, saying we declare war on that sin and we're going to mortify the deeds of the flesh and the lust of the flesh so that we might live and not die? Because if we don't, we will die. The sin that remains in a Christian is of the same quality of that which used to dominate us before we were Christians. And so we have to continually declare war on it and put to death the deeds of the flesh by the power of the Spirit. This question is a knotty one, and it can be difficult, especially, you know, you get into the deep weeds pretty quickly with it. But one way to bring clarity is to substitute other types of sin, or you could just take other types of sexual deviancy for same-sex attraction. So we say, all right, I'm a same-sex attracted Christian, and I expect you to accept me and my identity that way because that's just who I am. That's how God made me. Would we feel comfortable to hear someone say, you know, I am just a pedophiliac Christian. I'm a man who wants to have sex with children. That's my desire, but I'm a Christian and I'm not going to act on that. But that's who I am. Don't try to change me. Or I'm a bestial Christian. I'm a man who wants to have sex with the animals, but that's just who I am. Those are my desires. They're inherent in me. Of course we wouldn't. I mean, we automatically see, still, at this point, give us 10 years, we may not, but at this point, we still see that that is perverse, that is sin against nature. It is a violation. It's a turning on its head the way God designed mankind as sexual beings.